So was it then you started your music thing and into the music scene?
Oh, well, I was singing and playing music before ever I went to England. I suppose I would only be about 12 or 13 when I could play a mouth organ as good as anyone. And I was singing from I was about 5 or 6. I didn't do a lot at the music until, in fact, I would think it would be 60s, the very early 60s, when I took it serious, took the music serious. Flack Hills started at the time, and I started going to Flack Hills, would come over from England to the Flack Hills in Ireland here. And I started entering competitions, singing and flute and whistle playing and all that. And I never won anything on an instrument because I suppose I wasn't a good enough musician. But I did win a lot for the singing. I became the All-Ireland champion singer 62 and 63.
So you were successful at the Flack Hills back in that started you off on the music then, encouragement?
Well, I did get encouragement to tell the truth now, but you see, for a long time I wasn't even fit to sing. I still cannot sing, not a note, but I was 3.5 years with tuberculosis and done no singing at all during that time until about 2 weeks or so before I got out of hospital. I must tell you this. This fella, he was Dr. Cassidy. He was a Dublin man, and he was in the hospital in Maryland Park in Galway. And he came around one day, and it was pulling up to Christmas. And he said, I want you, he said, get out of that bed and start walking about, because I want you to come and sing the Mass on Christmas morning. I can't remember what I said, but I don't think that I was fit for it. And he said, if I see you can, you can. Because I took him at his word anyway. And I did go up to the church on Christmas morning, and that started me singing again. That was in 1956. From 56. Oh, I was home then for a while. My brother was ill. I came home to give a hand with things. And when I went back, the folk clubs were going, and I got into the folk clubs and sort of graduated from that.
So you sang in pubs and clubs around the county back here?
Well, believe it or not, I never done anything in Ireland. Now, this may seem strange, and to this day I don't know why it is, that the Irish never wanted me. Even in the heart of London, the Irish clubs never would ask me to go and do anything. I suppose maybe They reckoned I was more British than Irish or something, because I went to England when I was young, and I was amongst the English all the time. And to this very day, you know, there are places that don't want to hear about me in Ireland. It seems funny, I don't know. I never done anything wrong as far as I know, but they still don't reckon that I would be the kind of a man that would want to have doing anything for them. But I'll live through it anyway. Hope so for the best.
It's mostly in England you play it then, Packy?
Aye. All England and Scotland and Wales. And, well, then, I've done quite a lot, nearly all over Europe.
Did you?
Aye. Well, Spain and France and Portugal, Denmark, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, Italy.
You got bookings from all over, more or less, more all over Europe?
The way of it is, we had what they called folk directory, and all the names, if you wanted to be in the folk directory, you gave your name, what you done, and roughly about when you would be available. Busy months like would be July, August and September, the holiday stations would have you that time. And this became a very popular book, this little folk directory. And people saw a name in the book. And in fact, I gave my surname, and I was pretty near the beginning of the book. The B's started off with A, B, C, and so on, alphabetical order. And I got quite a lot of bookings that way. And then somebody would come to a club and they would see me there and they would book me to their club. And it's sort of built up.
But were you always solo, or were you in a group? Or?
No, I never had a group. No, I was, for quite a few years I was solo, and then I met a girl from California, a harp player, and she kind of put me on the straight and narrow path, because I wasn't a very sensible character in those days, and she toned me down a bit. So we were together for 11 years, and then she left, and I thought, there's no point in me at my age carrying on my own. So I just packed up, and after a while then I came home, and I'm here ever since.